It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm Heidi Harris. Good morning. Happy Veterans Day. Always an honor to be sitting in for my buddy Mark Cox, all the crazy people who are getting to sleep in a little bit today. We thank all of you veterans for giving us the freedom that we have to. You know what? In most places in the world, you don't have the freedom to even say, you know what I think? And we are so incredibly grateful that we have that freedom here in America. Ethan's with me this morning. Ethan Bright, how are you, my friend?
I am great. Heidi, how are you this morning?
I was relieved to know that you're going to be working with me, even if the whole Mark Cox crew is mostly off. I'm glad to have you here today to hold down the fort on this Veterans Day.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, lots of news. My gosh, there was a lot of Trump news over the weekend. We'll get to that. Nicole Murray is going to join us from This Morning with Gordon Deal coming up in a little bit. Jesse Jane Duff, I've got some things to talk with her about coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, because there are some things I think need to be changed in the military that hopefully Trump will do. And I can't wait to get her response to that. We'll talk about that coming up. Tom Ackerman, KMOX sports director, as you know, is going to be joining me coming up at 8 o'clock hour, too. And we're going to talk Chiefs because Ethan says he doesn't watch Chiefs games. You don't watch Chiefs games, Ethan? You just don't bother?
I just haven't watched football in a long time, Heidi, to be honest.
All right. So tell me what you were watching yesterday instead of football.
Well, there's a setup here. So my daughter plays club volleyball. And Yesterday, number 3 Penn was taking on number 7 Wisconsin. So I was watching NCAA women's volleyball.
You watch for the outfits. Don't lie.
I'm not lying. Honestly, Heidi, I played volleyball for 10 years with my wife, like sand volleyball. So I love the sport. I'd rather watch that than football, to be honest.
Okay, I get you. All right. Well, then I'll save all my football talk for Tom Ackerman coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, because I watched my Chiefs yesterday win again, barely. So it was still good. So we'll talk about that coming up. But going back to Veterans Day, you know, I it's incredible, the sacrifice. And I'm grateful that Trump, now that Trump has won, I feel as if they're going to get the respect they deserve. And hopefully Trump is going to make some major changes in the military. I mean, the military has gone woke. You know, thousands of people in the military at this point, thousands of people are so-called, I don't know, what do you call it, medically, quote unquote, transitioning, which is never going to happen. You're never going to transition from one to another. Never going to happen. And if you want to do it, you go ahead on your dime. I don't care. I'm not picking on trans people or whatever your issues are. I'm not picking on you. But in the military, there should be nobody who's having anything like that. You know, it used to be you didn't get in the military if you had flat feet. And now you're questioning whether you're a boy or a girl, and they're going to let you medically transition. And there was recently a ruling by a judge that TRICARE, which is the military healthcare system, is now, listen to this, going to pay for children of veterans to be able to have the transition medicine and whatnot. And here's the thing. These medications, I don't want to go off on the trans thing this morning, but it's important when we're talking about veterans. Because these medications obviously cost a lot of money in their lifetime and all that. But going back to the people who are actively in the military, we are not ready if people are in sick bay having had parts removed or taking some kind of medicine that they may or may not be able to get in the field. I mean, this is where we are now on Veterans Day. And I talk to people I know who've served. I've got a friend who's a 3-star lieutenant general in the Marine Corps, 38 years in the Marine Corps, and he's just horrified by the things he's seeing now. Just horrified. Big Trump supporter. Happy that Trump won. But the wokeness is driving people crazy. And not only that, it's driving the numbers down of people you can recruit. So these are some of the things that I hope a President Trump will be able to turn around. The only thing we need to be focusing on is military preparedness. Nothing else. It never should have been a social experiment. And unfortunately now, I mean, all kinds of crazy things have gone on. They put up pride flags at some of these bases and celebrating things that have nothing to do, once again, with military readiness. Not that you can't join the military and, you know, whatever, whoever you sleep is your business, but this nonsense is a distraction from the mission. I think we can all agree on that. And so the veterans I know who've given up so much throughout their careers to provide freedom for us are just looking at this and rolling their eyes. And I don't know anybody can support this kind of thing. So we support veterans. We support, obviously, our young people wanting to join the military. I did see, I watch Fox NFL on Sunday every week. That's my big show before the football games. Ethan doesn't, but I do. And I think it's the best done show, period. The end. I mean, it's just phenomenal the way they do it. And yesterday they did it from San Diego. They were down there at the base in San Diego. And it, just an amazing show. And they highlighted, it was interesting too, they highlighted a guy who was a former Navy SEAL who now works for a football team. And he is kind of in charge of helping the football team decide whether or not people have the right stuff, so to speak, the right character to be on the team. And that is so important because there are a lot of teams, they don't care. Can you throw a football? Can you catch a football? They don't care if you've beaten dogs, your wife, anything else. They don't care. Can you throw a football? But there are teams who actually care about the character of the people they're recruiting and whether or not those people are going to be a good fit. And I thought it was great that they highlighted this former Navy SEAL for doing just that and helping the team to decide whether people fit. It was great. So it was a great show. There was a little Michael Strahan thing. We'll get to that coming up later with Tom Ackerman. But great show and really supportive of the military. And you see all these men and women on these faces. And I was just so thrilled to see them and how excited they were. My brother went to the Naval Academy. And I remember there was a time he was telling me somebody was coming to film something at the Naval Academy. So they had everybody, all the midshipmen, they got them all together. And they said, basically, don't be a TV. And I clean this up for the air. Don't be a TV jerk. Fill in the blank. Don't, in other words, don't be waving at the camera. Hi, mom. None of this nonsense. Just behave yourself. And I thought of that when I was watching these guys yesterday. I can only imagine the logistics involved in trying to do a show and everybody's on the ship and just incredible. But the incredible heroes who are there, who are still willing to put their lives on the line for all of us, we have to be thankful for them every single day. By the way, the Annie Fry Show is going to be participating in the Edwardsville Veterans Day Parade today. And that's going to be in Edwardsville, Illinois, 3 p.m. in the 900 block of North Main Street. So don't know about the parking or anything else. I would suggest that you get there early when it comes to Veterans Day parades. Always a good idea to get there early. Bring something to sit on if you can. And bring a cooler, whatever you can. So it should be fun. It's going to be, they're going to travel south on Main Street and end on West Street. So the Annie Fry Show will be there today. So don't forget that. And the Mark Cox Show was out over the weekend in the Florissant Veterans Day Parade. And that was fantastic too. So it's good. I'm supposed to ride in one today when I get off the air. I think it'll be fun in Vegas, but not in Florissant. That's for sure. But it's important to honor the men and women of the military. And showing up in these parades isn't about you trying to make it about yourself, which, you know, clearly Annie Fry and the show won't do that. Mark Cox didn't do that. It's about honoring the people who have given us incredible freedom. And I know our freedom's been eroded day by day. And I know Donald Trump has tried to reinstate that. He's certainly planning to. He did it before. He's going to try to do it again. Reinstate a lot of the things that we used to take for granted, just our abilities to say anything. I mean, and say what you want to about Elon Musk. God bless Elon Musk and the freedom of speech. You may or may not be on X. If you're not, shame on you. You can follow me, Heidi Harris Show, on X. But I'll tell you what, I've gotten to the point now where that's the first place I look for a lot of news. Because you get different points of view. I've never wanted to be in an echo chamber. You know, I don't want everybody. I know there's some of those other messaging things and whatnot that are kind of like X, but they're not. But they tend to be echo chambers. You know, everybody on there is a Christian or everybody on there is right wing. And I'm a Christian, so I'm not bashing Christians. But everybody tends to be from the same perspective. And I don't want that. I want to see what the other side is saying. And it is kind of fun to watch the other side still nursing their wounds after a Trump resounding victory. That was so great. And this is the first Veterans Day after Trump's win. And I know everybody who's a veteran, everybody serving now who served before is not necessarily a conservative, but many, many of them are. And basically, at the end of the day, they want to feel as if somebody's supporting them. Don't we all want that? I don't care what you do for a living. You want to feel as if government is, well, not that you need government to, you know, be applauding you every minute of the day, but you want to feel as if they have your back. Whether you're in Border Patrol, and we'll talk about that, the new Border Patrols are that Trump's chosen. We'll talk about that. But the Border Patrol, whether you're in the military, you know, whatever particular occupation you have, CIA, FBI, we don't have a lot of issues with them, I understand. But you want to feel as if the people who are in charge have your back. And it's very difficult to do your job when you feel as if nobody cares what you do. And it's all about wokeness. It's about an agenda instead of trying to actually be effective. And that can happen in any team. That can happen in any office. That can happen in any occupation. We all know that. But it'll drive you crazy because you feel as if you're working very hard. You know, let's say you're on a football team, for example. Well, there were some games this weekend. I'm not even going to talk to Ethan about it. Cowboys lost. Woohoo! Always love it when the Cowboys lose. Just massacred. They did everything wrong. You know, so when things like that happen, you know, who knows? I'm sure there's some really tense conversations in the locker room, but you want to feel as if you're supported, you know? And so the military, I believe with Trump back in the White House, the military is going to hopefully feel energized and feel as if they're not going to be sent to war for something we don't need to go to war for. But in the meanwhile, some of the political correctness will be eliminated. I'd love to see that. All right. Let's get to our national anthem. Ethan, who's our national anthem doing? Who's doing it today?
The same person I do every time I'm in here. I do Chris Stapleton. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And national anthem.
I'm Heidi Harris. Happy Veterans Day. We appreciate your sacrifice. We appreciate your service. We thank you. Without you, we don't have any freedom left at all in this country. And we're fighting for what we have at this point. And thank God Donald Trump's back. And by the way, just don't think that I give Donald Trump all this credit as if he's some kind of savior spiritually of the nation. He's not. But I do appreciate the fact that there are people who will respect our freedom better than other people. That's all. And by the way, in case you don't know, I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. I've been in for him many times before, but in case you don't know, you can follow me on X, Heidi Harris Show, and all other things, Heidi Harris Show. So lots to talk about today. Donald Trump over the weekend announced Tom Homan as his border czar. Okay, he was the former acting ICE director, and he's a great guy, smart guy, tough guy, former cop, takes no prisoners, love this guy. And I've been at many events, and I've emceed many events where Tom Homan has been one of the speakers, and he's just amazing. Went down to the border a couple of years ago, and there was an event that the Federation for American Immigration Reform held down there. He was one of the speakers. He's a fabulous guy, and he'd be perfect. Here's what he had to say on Fox News, Fox Business recently, about the border.
Welcome back. President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to get right to work when he returns to the White House on January 20th, with the economy and immigration his two top priorities. Trump is expected to issue executive orders to secure the border while enacting mass deportation to remove the millions of people illegally living in America. Tom Homan, let me kick it off with you. What are the plans for deportation?
Well, look, I agree with the president's plan on this, and the same plan he had during his first administration. You concentrate on the public safety threats and the national security threats first, because they're the worst of the worst. So it's going to be the worst first. That's how it has to be done. And we know a record number of people on the terrorist watch list have crossed this border. We know a record number of terrorists have been released in this country. We've already arrested some planning attacks. So look, the president is dead on when he says criminal threats, national security threats are going to be prioritized, and that's the way it's going to be.
I love Tom Homan. That's, once again, that's Tom Homan, who has now been, what's the word I'm looking for here? Chosen, I guess, is the best word, to be Donald Trump's border czar going forward. He'll do more than, I mean, I've been to the border more than Kamala Harris has been. Tom Homan is going to be amazing. Doing a great job. And, you know, of course, there are a lot of people criticizing him this morning. I'm looking at the various news stories and, you know, and well, here's what's so funny. You know, they say they've lost upwards. These are the numbers we hear. They say they've lost upwards of 100,000 children. And when you see stories about Tom Holman, you'll see, oh, well, look, he presided when they were separating kids from their parents. And Oh, really? Where are these kids that they've lost? No, nobody knows where the kids are. I mean, I don't even want to speculate. I can speculate in my head, but we don't even know where these kids are. And nobody talks about it. They talk about separating children from families. Yes, because when adults and children show up at the immigration centers, which, by the way, they shouldn't. They should never get past Mexico. Let's start with that. They should not be held in America. Boom. Turn them around. I know that the border wall is a nice thought. You can't put a wall across the entire country. I get it. You know, there are places in Texas. There's a lake and things like that. You can't do that. I understand. But there are a lot of places you can. Yes, they can dig tunnels. I get that. But when you catch people, you send them back. Period. The end. That's how it should go. They don't get to be in our detention centers. They don't get released. This is an easy one, folks. An easy one. But when they come over and there are children who are unaccompanied, which many of them are, yes, you separate them. You use a chain link wall and you separate them from the adults. That's correct. That's what you're supposed to do. And of course, when Obama did it, you know, nobody mentioned it. When Trump did it, of course, it was kids in cages. So where are the kids, though? There are tons of kids we've lost. We don't know where they are. Are they in foster homes? Worse? We don't know. But when you see these stories about Tom Holman today, oh, the ACLU is complaining because he presided. No. If you cared about children, you'd be screaming from the rafters that these kids are disappearing all over the country. Where are they? We don't know. And he's right. I mean, I don't want to live in a country, and I'm sure you don't either. I don't want to live in a country where you are pulling people out of closets like we did with Elian Gonzalez. I don't want to do that. I really don't. But when you have a situation where you've got an entire apartment complex taken over by illegals, get them all out of there, evict them, put them on buses, planes, whatever, out of here. You're out of here. You're not legal. You shouldn't be living in this apartment complex. But see, here's the problem. We've got people around the country who are happy to make money using immigration dollars. In other words, if you own an apartment complex, let's say you got 100 apartments, you know, 200 apartments, whatever, and the government comes to you and they say, you know what, here's the deal. If you will house illegals, then we will pay you. The check will never bounce. You don't have to worry about moving people in, moving people out, evicting people, all the nonsense. No, we're just going to make sure you get a check every month. Go ahead and fill your apartment complex with these people. And a lot of folks do it, and that's the problem. Unfortunately, one of the many problems with immigration. So hopefully Tom Holman can make a difference. I love him. We'll also talk about what Trump has decided to do regarding the Secretary of State. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Nicole Murray from This Morning with Gordon Deal. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Always a privilege sitting in for Mark Cox. I'm Heidi Harris. You can follow me on Twitter, Heidi Harris Show. All socials, Heidi Harris Show. Nicole Murray's here from This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Good morning.
Okay. Nicole, hello. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh my gosh, this is hilarious.
Behind the scenes. It works.
People need to know what goes on behind the scenes in radio, right? Here's what they say. The things you don't want to see made are sausage and a morning show. I'm sure you've heard this, right?
Yes, I have. Grateful that everything works as it's supposed to, especially on a Monday. It's usually when things act out. So,
absolutely. How you doing? What you got for me today?
All right. So futures are slightly higher Friday. The Dow Industrials gained 259, the NASDAQ up 17, and the S&P 500 up 22. Savencia Cheese USA has recalled 7 types of ripe cheese products due to possible listeria contaminations. Affected products include Market Basket Brie, Glenview Farms Spreadable Brie, among others. The recalled cheese was sold at Aldi and Market Basket stores in Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, and more. Vietnam said Chinese online retailers Shein and Temu need to register with the government before the end of November, or it will block their internet domains and apps from being used in the country. Vietnam's government has expressed concerns about the impact on local markets due to deep discounting and the possible sale of counterfeit items. For the third weekend in a row, Venom the Last Dance was number one at the box office, collecting just over $16 million in ticket sales in U.S. and Canadian theaters. In second, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever with $11.1 million. Today is Veterans Day. What is open and what is closed? Since it's a federal holiday, many government institutions, libraries, DMVs, and banks will be closed. UPS and FedEx will operate as normal. Major retailers such as Target, Walmart, Costco, Kroger, and other grocery chains will also be open. And in honor of Veterans Day, there are some freebies and giveaways those who have or are serving our country should know about. IHOP offering a free pancake combo. Applebee's offering free meals for veterans and active service members. Red Lobster, free shrimp and chips. And finally, according to mindset therapy research, being able to instantly respond with sarcasm is a sign of a healthy brain. This is because sarcasm engages multiple regions of the brain. Sarcasm also shows signs of enhanced creativity and abstract thinking.
That is fantastic. I love that. Sarcasm. I knew it. I knew there was a benefit to that, Nicole.
I feel like this means I don't have the healthiest brain. I am so slow with sarcasm. I don't get when people are being sarcastic to me or not. I don't have it in me. So,
well, you know, you're a nicer person than I am. Snark is what I specialize in. And you know, it's funny. That's funny that they've discovered that that's an advantage with the brain, but I don't think it makes you any smarter than anybody else. But you know, there's a lot of it nowadays on social media, sarcasm things. You don't even recognize whether they're being sarcastic or not, right?
Because there's no tone. Like, there's tone, there's body language, there's delivery, there's even hand gestures make it like more obvious or not. So social media, it's impossible.
Yeah, I was kidding. No, I wasn't. Yes, I was. No, I wasn't. Yeah.
See, sarcasm. There you go.
Well, and then there are some people who are just flat out bitter about the election and everything else. And they're just so nasty. You don't know if they're kidding about it or they're truly just crushed by the whole situation.
Yeah, those get a little tougher to decipher. I feel you on that one.
Yeah, don't they, though? I mean, you look at people and you say, well, I don't. Here's the thing. I'm not trying to drag you into a political conversation, but regardless of how the election went, I wouldn't be losing my mind. I would just kind of buck up and say, OK, God's in charge either way. And I would just continue to function. I wouldn't lose my mind like these people on social media are.
I also don't know if social media is the place to take things like that.
Oh, yes, it is. Your divorce, your last date that was bad. Oh, come on, Nicole, you got to catch up. They put all this stuff on social media, and it's these people need therapists is what they really need, I think.
Well, good news. I think there's a lot of them out there. So hopefully people take advantage.
Well, I guess if you can't afford it, the best thing to do is go on social media and whine to a bunch of complete strangers and hope you get validation there. I think that's a lot cheaper than therapy.
Apparently so.
It's been fun. There was one woman online. I don't know if Mark talked about this, but she was talking about going to get champagne and celebrate Kamala and being really smug with the guy in the store because, you know, Kamala's going to win and this and that and the other. And now I've watched some of her videos since then. I think she's okay, but she's very angry. And once again, going back to if Kamala had won, I would be disappointed, but I wouldn't be angry. And I certainly wouldn't be going online and complaining about it. It's just so weird.
It's just not the place for it. I get what you mean. People post about it. They're going to post what they're going to post. But social media just is not the place, at least in my opinion. But
yes,
you know,
absolutely
to each
right.
his own.
Yeah, social media's got no bumpers. That's the problem with it, among a lot of things in life. Nicole Murray, This Morning with Gordon Deal. Thanks for being here on the Mark Cox Show. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about Nikki Haley. Oh, Nikki Haley. Everybody's favorite. Not so much. You know, it's funny, these people who've tried to suck up to Trump and get something out of him, who, by the way, a couple of years ago, turned their backs on Trump. I don't know about you, but I have a long memory. It's not that I want to, you know, be nasty or hold a grudge against people. Well, maybe not all the time. I don't like to do that, but it's human nature to remember when people done you wrong and not want to be near those people again. I think we can all agree that's the smart thing to do, whether it's someone you worked with, someone you dated, whatever it might be. You look at the situation and you decide, you know, a friend betrays you. And you think to yourself, no, I'm not going to reconnect with that friend or whatever the situation is. And the thing about Donald Trump is he's learned what I think the most effective aspect of his administration is going to be that he's learned from his mistakes. And when he did his interview the other day with Joe Rogan, which I hope you watched or listened to, whatever you think of Joe Rogan, I you know, my nothing but respect for him. I don't agree with everything he says, but I like his interviewing. But when Trump was talking to Joe Rogan, one of the things they said in that 3-hour interview, which took me a couple of days to get through, they were talking about the people Trump had hired. And Trump feels that he made some major mistakes in bringing certain people on the first time because people around him, you know, you're president. You've never been president before. You don't know Washington, D.C. inside and out, right? So you're looking to people around you who know the score to give you some advice as far as who to bring in for this and who to bring in for that, right? You may not have a better idea. You may not know somebody qualified. So Trump brought in a lot of people he realized in retrospect were the wrong people for positions, and he won't make that mistake again. So we'll talk about who's going to be Secretary of State, and it won't be Nikki Haley. Talk about that much more on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox as Mark Cox and crew. Well, I'm not going to say they took the day off because they have not taken the day off. They were in the Florissant Veterans Day Parade. Well, I guess they have taken the day off. They were in the Florissant Veterans Day Parade yesterday. By the way, the Annie Fry Show is going to be in the Edwardsville, Illinois Veterans Day Parade today, 3 p.m., 900 block of North Main Street. So get there early, bring a chair, bring a cooler. It should be a lot of fun. Bring your flags, wear your patriotic stuff, and please celebrate the veterans. And thank you, all of you, who've given so much so the rest of us can do things like talk for a living. I mean, really, you think about it. You face a firing squad for saying, you know what I think? In most of the world, you know how many talk show hosts they've killed in Mexico? Radio talk show hosts? Dozens. I mean, you think about it, and I'm grateful every day for the freedom we still have. I know we feel our rights are being eroded. I get it. I understand that. And they're always being threatened and we always have to be vigilant. But my gosh, the ability to vote. You know what irritates me about the voting thing is how many people didn't vote. In Nevada, my home state, Sam Brown had a chance to knock a woman named, you don't care about these names probably, but just to give you an idea, had a chance to knock a woman by the name of Jackie Rosen out. It's very difficult to get rid of an incumbent senator, okay? Lost by, I think, 15,000 votes after they counted for days and days and days and days. But what frustrated me is 80,000 people in Nevada voted for somebody else, independent, none of the above. Okay, you can complain about the voting rules. You can complain about the counting for days. You can complain about anything else that you want to complain about. But at the end of the day, you have to vote. And to throw your vote away, which basically none of the above. Okay, well, you may not like the choices. And most of the time, I don't either. I mean, I can't remember the last time I went, yippee, I get to vote for somebody other than Trump. You know, you don't really get that feeling most of the time. I don't. But I will tell you, I bring a clothespin. Remember the old clothespin you put on your nose and you go in and vote? I get it. But you have to at least say, okay, if I don't vote for this Republican, this Democrat is going to get another 6 years in the Senate. What's wrong with people? And to me, that's an insult to the veterans who fought so hard to provide and continue to provide the freedom that we have to vote. Most of the world doesn't get to vote. They don't get a say on anything. And you throw yours in the street. I'm going to vote for whatever. Okay. Crazy. All right. So just a couple of things quickly about Nikki Haley, who, of course, liked Trump. Then she didn't like Trump. Then she did. Then she didn't. Then she did. Sucked up to Trump. Well, guess what? Trump said over the weekend that he will not ask former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley or former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to join his administration because, once again, Trump has a long memory. And if you were disloyal to Trump in any way, he remembers. Now, you could say, well, you don't want a bunch of people kissing your butt. I don't. I don't want to surround myself with people kissing my butt all the time and telling me I'm right about everything. I don't think that's healthy. But if you don't trust people and you know they're not in it because they believe in your administration, you don't want them there. You know, if you're on a show, you're on a team, let's say you're on a football team. You don't want to have somebody there you don't really, who never wanted to be a Dolphin. They hate the team. They don't like the team. They bash the team in the past. But okay, I'll take the job. No, no, no. It's not how it works. So Trump remembers how these people treated him, and he's not going to put up with any nonsense from them. So he has chosen Elise Stefanik from New York, Congresswoman from New York, to be his ambassador to the United Nations. He's now confirmed that. So this is what you get for being loyal. She's very smart. She's very tough. Takes no guff from anybody. God bless her. So we'll see how she does. But this is what's happening. Oh, once again, another smart woman Trump's put in his cabinet, right? And then, of course, the chief of staff's going to be a female for the first time. Not that I care about. I don't care about the female thing versus male thing. Are you qualified or not? That's all I care about. But if Biden had done this, oh, the first female, you know, chief of staff in history, oh, they would have gone on and on and on. But when Trump puts a smart woman in there because she's a smart woman or a smart person, then we don't get credit. I get it. And hopefully Susie Wiles will be, you know, a good chief of staff. And that's a very, very important position. That's another one. When Trump was talking to Joe Rogan about the people he had hired and made mistakes on, and a lot of those people have turned on him. You know, they go out and have you ever worked for somebody you didn't like? You don't go out and publicly trash them. You know, what does it say about you? It's like when people get divorced and they trash their ex. I'm thinking, wait a minute, who was standing there with the, you were there at the altar saying forever. Yeah, because you love that person. You couldn't live without him. And now you're trashing him. What does it say about your judgment? Right? They got people like General Kelly out there trashing Trump. Well, if you thought he was so terrible, why did you want that job? Why, you know, you couldn't wait to work for him. And now you're trashing. Now, sometimes you don't know how people are till you get in there. I understand that. But you ultimately just need to move on. And some of these people have not moved on with their hatred of Trump. They just haven't. And Trump remembers who these people are. And Nikki Haley, who will say whatever she needs to say from Monday to Tuesday. By the way, I do a lot of radio in South Carolina for another Odyssey station. They hate her in South Carolina. I can tell you that right now. The audience, they hate her. She's not popular in South Carolina. And they would never, I don't think they ever voted for her for president. She wouldn't have carried her own state. So she's out the door like a bag of trash, which, you know, oh, well, this is what happens when you turn on somebody, you run against somebody. And you can run against somebody and not necessarily have bad blood, but the things that she said about Trump were pretty terrible. And I can't imagine. Some people say, well, Nikki Haley, you know, could have won if, no, she had no shot of winning. No shot. But I think it's pretty funny that they've been tossed to the side. Well, they should be. You know, you say all these things and, you know, something's going to happen sooner or later. I saw something on X today. They were talking about possibly floating Liz Cheney as presidential candidate in 2028. Oh, just please, please run, sister. Please. The cockroaches are all just moving around, maneuvering, trying to figure out where they're going to go next, aren't they? Crazy. All right, much more coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, Jesse Jane Duff joins me. I've got a lot to talk with her about regarding a Trump administration. Tom Ackerman, Chiefs, baby, Chiefs. We'll talk about that and much more coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.